Blog Talk Radio.
Live to see it, friends. You're listening to Fast Forward Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Fast Forward Radio is an audio production of The Speculist, and you can find us online at speculist.com. That's S-P-E-C-U-L-I-S-T.com. Or you can go straight to the blog at blog.speculist.com. At The Speculist and on Fast Forward Radio, we talk about what's happening in the world today. We talk about where we think the world is going, and we talk about the future. And you know what? We're not afraid to take a pretty unusual stance on those items. We believe there's a pretty substantial case to be made, as I'm going to be talking about here in just a few minutes. The world might just be getting better all the time. We believe that if you're not excited about the future, maybe you're just not paying attention. And we believe that something is going to happen. Something wonderful. My name is Phil Bauermaster, and for once, I am all alone here in the virtual studio. Stephen and I had a hard time trying to coordinate a program for this week, and we had decided not to do one. And we were a little disappointed because it would be the first time in about 15 months of doing the show very consistently that we had missed a week. And I decided this evening, well, I haven't gone to sleep yet. Why don't I just do a quick show myself, and so we can keep our record intact. So this is a special solo flight edition of Fast Forward Radio. No Stephen, just Phil. No chat host, just Phil. No guests, just Phil. So bear with me, everyone. Stephen and I have often talked about what would it be like to do a kind of a stream of consciousness show, and you're all about to hear it. I've made it an extra short show, just in case my stream of consciousness really does kick in. We don't want to get into any truly dangerous areas. And in fact, to prevent anything like that from happening, what I decided I would do tonight is just quickly take us through a list of what we consider to be 50 of the top good news stories of the year. These are not, by any stretch of the imagination, the top 50 good news stories of the year, but they're 50 great stories. 50 stories that we cover in a blog feature in The Speculist called Better All the Time. And so they're 50 stories that we thought were definitely worthy of our attention and that we would spend some time talking about tonight. Actually, I thought we would spend some time talking about tonight. So I'm going to dash through these. And what I thought I would do is just take these probably in their reverse order. So what I'll do is I'll begin with story number 50. And then just work our way back up to story number one. Now, again, these aren't really the top 50 stories, so when we get to number one, it's not the number one story of the year. But these are all great stories, and they all tend to show not only that good things are happening, but that the kinds of developments that are happening in the kinds of areas that we talk about. You'll hear a lot of stories about energy. You'll hear a lot of stories about medicine and a surprising number of stories about the human brain. And what these stories seem to indicate is not just that good things are happening, but that there's a trend. There's a trend in the right direction, and that the human condition maybe really is not getting worse, maybe actually is getting a little bit better. So let's start with item 50. The headline was Sweden rolling out a 183 mile per hour high-speed green train. So this is a great idea. They've talked about putting a high-speed train in place in California. Well, now Sweden is going to beat the West Coast to the punch with their green train. So we're talking about a fast-moving train with little or no environmental impact, and that sounds pretty good to us. And maybe the next step would be to take that train and make it solar-powered. So way to go, Sweden. Good luck with your green train. Item 49 is the magical anti-obesity pill with a two-in-one effect. Now, this is very interesting. We're all looking for the magic diet pill, but here we have one that does something a little bit different. Obviously, the magic diet pill is one that's going to give you the willpower not to eat, or it's going to somehow stop your body from making storage of fat, from efficiently storing sugar when you eat it, something like that. But no, what we're talking about here is a pill that did something substantially different from that. Well, he has a group of 75 rats were given a normal diet, and another 75 were fed low-calorie diets. And they found that the rats which were given a supplement were able to shed weight even after they went off a calorie-restricted diet. So I should go back and say, we have two groups of rats. They're both on a calorie-restricted diet. One group, after going off that diet, is fed this alpha-lipoic acid. That's the name of the supplement. And they continue to have the benefits of being on the diet even after they're no longer eating the low-calorie diet. So we're talking not only about weight loss benefits, but we're also talking about potential life extension benefits, because obviously a calorie-restricted diet, as regular listeners of this program know, at least for mice, is one of the keys to having a healthy, extended lifespan. So this is one that almost sounds too good to be true. You know, a lot of us think, well, I don't know if I could ever stay on one of those calorie-restricted diets, but hey, if there's some way to lock in those benefits, I think a lot of us probably figure we could stay on one of those calorie-restricted diets for 6 months or so, maybe a year. I think I could even do a couple of years if I knew at the end there was a supplement I could take. I could return to more or less normal eating and still have all the benefits, the weight loss and all the other health benefits associated with a low-calorie diet. That sounds pretty exciting. Okay, item 48, immune paradox that could help treat AIDS. This is very interesting. Scientists have found a drug that traps white blood cells that fight disease. The white blood cells that fight disease paradoxically can lead to the clearance of a chronic infection by a virus linked with one form of meningitis. So we've got a drug, you know, the white blood cells we usually think of as our best line of defense against disease. You trap these, you sequester them and shut them down. That doesn't sound like something that would normally help to fight disease, but in fact, this is something that is a treatment approach being used to fight a particular form of meningitis, and moreover, it suggests a new strategy for fighting chronic viral infections, and it could apply to the treatment of a lot of other diseases, hepatitis C and B, and even HIV and AIDS. So we'll see if sequestering white blood cells might not actually prove to be an effective way of treating viruses. Certainly some major breakthroughs in that direction this year. Item 47. This is just a quick book review, a book by John Zogby. The book was called The Way We'll Be. And in a nutshell, Zogby says that Americans will face the challenges of the 21st century with creative approaches to consumerism and a cooperative worldview and an inclusive view of spirituality. And this really flies in the face of so much of what we hear about how ignorant people are, how cynical people are, and how unready people are to face change. But, you know, Zogby, he's the head of Zogby International, and he spends his life, and in fact, when I say Zogby, we're not really just talking about the individual John Zogby, we're talking about his entire organization, devoted to polling the public, to finding out what's on their mind, what's driving them. And what he has tracked in this book is a general shift in the American attitude towards a lot of different issues, from materialism to religion, environmentalism, everything up to and including this vast idea that we call the American dream. And it seems that people are much less taken with what we would have thought of as the traditional signs of status and success. And what they're more interested in is less material wealth, more spiritual satisfaction. You know, people want their lives to mean something. They want their lives to be going somewhere. They want their lives to count. And, you know, those are the kind of people that I want to be around. That's the kind of person that I want to be. And I think it's very satisfying and a little bit exciting to see that that's the trend that people appear to be following. And that's who we want to be. Item 46, recovery dawns for humpbacks and southern right whales. And this was a story out of Switzerland. It was in around August of last year. It said that the humpback whale and other species of large whales are now more secure against extinction than they have been in the recent past. They're making a comeback. You know, there has been a lot of really grim speculation lately about the future of the oceans and the creatures who live there, and I think there's a lot of reason to be concerned about that. So therefore, I think it's really encouraging to see some positive progress where sea life is concerned, and this is about as positive as it gets. We're talking about species that have been more or less written off. Now we're saying, no, they can come back. they've got a future. That's very exciting. Item 45, Oregon launching first solar highway in the U.S. So this kind of ties into our green train in Switzerland. Number 50, Oregon is putting solar collectors on the highway. And this is a great start. I mean, it's not a completely self-contained system. And if they're serious about going solar, I think they want to not just put collectors by the highway. They want to take that blacktop paved road and make that into one big solar collector. You think about all the streets, all the highways, all the road infrastructure in this country, dark colored, soaking up sunlight. If we could get all of that sunlight, all that heat being absorbed, converted into energy, I think we'd be well on our way. So Oregon's made a good start, and in 2009 and future years, we hope to see more developments along those lines. Here's a different one. Item 44, Star Trek. Warp drive is a possibility, say scientists. And we've got two physicists who have gone where some say no reputable scientist should go. And they've come out and said, yes, this idea of warping space, traveling spaceships faster than the speed of light is possible. It can be done without breaking the laws of physics. And they published a paper in the Journal of the British Interplanetary Society where they talk about how a starship could warp space so that space shrinks ahead of the vessel and expands behind it, allowing for that faster-than-light travel that we all look forward to. Now, this is a little bit of a long-shot future. On Fast Forward Radio earlier in the year, we did a whole couple of shows about long-shot futures, and one of the biggest long-shots of all is faster-than-light travel, because all things being equal, it is impossible according to the laws of the universe as we understand them. But, you know, it's a future that we're hoping for. It's one that we're rooting for. And we hope that the chances that it can happen will increase. So some of this early work that these physicists are doing, I think, is very encouraging, and we hope to see additional developments on that in 2009 and beyond. Item 43, this is great. Video games reshaping how we perform and how we promote scientists. And we've got a list, if you go to item 43 on the Better All the Time summary. I'm not going to read the whole list, but five great games here, all of which teaching young people about science, teaching adults about science. And they're learning not by just reading, not by just listening, but by actually interacting, being put into an environment that allows them to learn interactively, and yes, by playing a game. It's a brave new world we're facing. It's exciting stuff. And speaking of people being interactive, item 42, the headline here was Where Sweat Equals Electricity. And this was a gym, I believe, in the UK, a gym where the owner of the gym has rigged up the exercise bikes to power some of the electricity in the gym. Now, he's just getting currently a little bit of power to run the gym. But when you think about the elliptical machines in a typical gym, yeah, the stationary bicycles, also all the power from people just running, lifting weights, all the different acts that are being performed in there, you've probably got enough power, potential electricity being generated to keep the aircon going or keep the heat going, depending on where you are and what time of year it is, and to keep the lights on. So this is a great step in that direction, and we look forward to seeing more developments on it. Item 41, one of my favorite stories of the year, Mach 5A2, fly from Sydney to Brussels in 4 hours, emissions-free. And you can go to the blog and you can look at the picture here. This is a fuel cell, hydrogen fuel cell driven supersonic aircraft, which promises to get us from Sydney to Brussels in 4 hours. And it does it without any nasty emissions into the atmosphere. So everyone check out the pictures there. Look at that one. Item 40, the solar farm, a company called Sterling Energy in Phoenix. They're planning to be construction, it says, in 2009. That's now this year, on a $1 billion solar power farm in the Mojave Desert. You know, wind and solar aren't going to solve our energy problems all on their own, but, you know, deployments like this are going to go a long way towards helping out. So we're looking forward to seeing that happen in this year. It was an upcoming one, and now we're in the year when it's going to happen. Item 39, massive floating generators, these echo rigs to provide power and food for Japan. You know, Japan's in this interesting situation. They live on an island, and they've got energy costs going up, fishing stocks going down. So they've come up with this idea, these echo rigs. These are like little self-contained floating islands that are going to make it possible for Japan to meet its energy needs to build the fish stocks back up. There are going to be nurseries for coral and plankton. It's a great idea, an environmentally friendly idea. And if you go and look at the pictures, you'll see it's also a very aesthetically pleasing idea. I know I've already called one of the stories one of my favorites, but I think if I had an absolute favorite, this one's it. Item 38, potatoes may hold the key to Alzheimer's treatment. That would be an exciting enough headline. But if you read the story, you'll find it's not just potatoes, it's potato blight. It is actually nasty little growth on the skin of a potato, the exact thing that you'd want to cut off before even thinking about cooking or eating a potato. It turns out that that virus could hold the cure for Alzheimer's disease. We've got the original story up on the blog, the original Better All the Time story, and the link to a more detailed story. What an exciting idea that something as humble as a potato and then as useless as a virus on a potato might prove to be the cure to one of the nastiest, most dreaded of all degenerative diseases. Just exactly the kind of unexpected, out of left field kind of development that we hope to see and that we see more and more frequently in the world that we live in. And if anything is proof that the world is getting better all the time, it's got to be the fact that you can take a potato virus and potentially cure a disease like Alzheimer's. Okay, item 37. Got to move quickly now. Solar refrigeration, a hot idea for cooling. This is so exciting. On the Mexican Pacific coast, you've got fishermen who are living 18 degrees north of the equator. They got no electricity, but for the past 16 years, they've been able to store their fish on ice. They've got 7 ice makers, and they're all powered by nothing but the scorching sun, and they churn out half a ton of ice every day. Now, you think about turning heat into cold without creating any carbon emissions. Well, this is great for these fishermen, but it also raises, I think, a very interesting question. You know, why can't we do something like this on a much larger scale? If the climate's heating up, why isn't there some global way to turn on that process? Why don't we start using the sun to cool off our atmosphere, if in fact that is necessary? And perhaps the technique that these fisher folk are using in Mexico could hold the key to how we might do that. Item 36 is a brain scanner can tell what you're looking at. This is a kind of a scary one almost. We've got a brain scanner using magnetic resonance imaging, an MRI machine, real-time brain scanner, record mental activity, and comparing what the MRI shows based on what you're looking at one image versus what it shows when you're looking at another image is getting closer and closer to telling what people can see. There are tremendous medical, educational, entertainment applications for this. And we look forward to seeing a lot more along these lines. I mean, think about entertainment. You know, who would bother with even a 100-inch HDTV display when programming potentially through this sort of technology, we're talking reverse engineering, we're talking farther down the road, could be fed into our entire vision field. We might not be that far away. Item 35, deep brain stimulation. By the way, a lot of brain stories in 2008, as you'll see. Here we got a virus infection that battles brain cancer. So we've got curing a disease by causing another one. Sounds a little counterintuitive, but maybe not. We've got nasty viruses. They do a lot of damage. But, you know, they're tough, they're relentless, and they just keep on reproducing. And if you can take one and make it do something useful, like cure brain cancer, you're definitely heading in the right direction. Okay, item 34. An end to paralysis with artificial brain-to-muscle connectors. Very exciting story. Using a computerized connector between the brain and muscles in the body, scientists have found a way to restore movement to paralyzed limbs. How exciting is that? I mean, it would be hard to overestimate the hardships and challenges that paralysis represents to millions of people worldwide. And now we're talking about a real hope for them to have mobility restored. Item 33, the world's first commercial wave energy farm goes live. This is a great story. The great picture here of the wave farm. It looks just like a boat or a submarine, but no, it's actually a device intended to collect the power of waves and to turn that into electricity. Great story, a great additional arsenal to add to how we produce electricity. Item 32, lost cat returned home after 9 years. A couple had lost their cat, was gone for 9 years, and the owners assumed she had been found by somebody else, maybe killed by a car. was less than a mile from home in Birmingham, in England, the UK, when a concerned resident rang the animal charity to report that a disheveled cat, the animal charity being the RSPCA, had been in the area for a couple months. The RSPCA checked the microchip the cat had on her and confirmed it was their cat. Dixie came home. Item 31, 10 myths about nuclear power. Just proof that nuclear power is here to stay. It's becoming cleaner. It's becoming safer. And as we look at means of ensuring that we can provide energy without greenhouse emissions, it's going to become much more important. Item 30, the battery of the future. We talk about batteries that are going to power the electric cars and the hybrid cars of the future. Ultra battery would take your 150-year-old lead-acid technology and fortify that with what's called supercapacitors. Read up on that. It's going to be powering your vehicle before too long. Item 29, the long life gene that triples the chance of living to be 100. They've isolated a gene, and people who have this gene have three times the chance of living to 100 as people who don't. You think that's not important? Well, as we're looking to extend healthy lifespan, as we're looking at gene therapies that might be effective in making our later years in life more vital, more youthful, this is exactly the kind of breakthrough that we're going to be relying on. Item 28, rocket successfully launched from the South Pacific. This was great. It's the story of an internet entrepreneur's latest effort to make space launch more affordable, and this was Hawthorne-based Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX. So while others have been talking about getting into the manned space business, SpaceX is actually launching satellites. A real interesting story was item 27, a wading bird that travels 7,000 miles nonstop to break a flight record. Well, we don't know what the actual flight record is for a bird. But the good news here is that this little bird, and we got a great picture of him on the blog, seems to have a lot to teach us about endurance and how to make the most of available resources. You know, to fly 7,000 miles straight, that's got to tell you something about, well, what can human beings do? You know, we think of tasks such as Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France or somebody swimming the English Channel as hitting just about the limits of human performance, but you know, maybe we got to look at what this bird is doing a little closer. Item 26, meditation has been found to increase brain size. So you want a bigger brain, you want a healthier brain, you want to feed it right, and you want to start meditating. Item 25, you can hack your brain. As I said, we got a lot of brain stories this year. You know, your mind's not just another piece of hardware, or actually your mind is just another piece of hardware. So you want to download the latest patch and upgrade the newest operating system. It's an intriguing model. And we show a picture from The Matrix of Keanu Reeves doing kung fu. I don't know if we all remember that scene where, you want to learn some kung fu? You just shoot it straight into your brain. Well, we're getting closer and closer to that exact model of being able to learn. Item 24, the internet actually speeds up decision-making and brain functioning. Read here, one of Stephen's favorite things to say is that he now considers Google to be part of his own mental functioning, part of his own intelligence. And in fact, as we're interacting with the internet, it is changing how we think, it's changing how we function, and contrary to those who would assume it's doing damage to us, it's actually speeding up our decision making and making our brains go faster. Item 23, Japan sets out plans for a space elevator. This is just so exciting because the space elevator, in relatively short time, has gone from complete fantasy to, well, a long-shot engineering project to something that, you know, the Japanese government is now pumping $9 billion into making it happen. And nothing is going to transform the relationship between human beings and outer space faster than the implementation of a space elevator. Stationary satellite with a tether connecting it to the Earth, allowing essentially an elevator car to be sent up and down between them. Well, Japan's working on making it happen. Item 22, humans have astonishing memories. If human memory were truly digital, it would have just received an upgrade from something like the capacity of a floppy disk to that of a flash drive. A new study found that the brain can remember a lot more than previously believed. And as you look at this story, look at the pictures, look at all the visual information, all the discernment that the human brain is capable of. We don't give ourselves, I think, as much credit as we should. And what's interesting is that this was a fairly obvious test, and it had never been tried before. You know, we still have a lot to learn about what we're really capable of doing. And that's not just from birds that fly 7,000 miles, but it's also from looking into our own brains. Okay, item 21, 16-year-old builds his own electric pickup truck. Look at the blog, look at the truck. This is an impressive kid. He built his own pickup truck that runs strictly on electricity. You know, it's a far cry from a Tesla, but this kid did it for about $6,000, and it's a working electric vehicle. Item 20, hydrogen power coming soon to your cell phone. And here we talk about a hydrogen fuel cell that could be used to operate a mobile phone. Look at the phone. Think about that. We think about hydrogen fuel cells being used to do big things, such as flying the supersonic jet craft that I was talking about earlier. But here's a much simpler application, much smaller application, but potentially a very powerful one. Item 19. The power of daydreaming. You know, we've talked a lot lately on Fast Forward Radio about a meme that we want to keep going, is the idea that creativity is as important as literacy in dealing with the multifaceted technological accelerating change world that we live in. And now research is showing that if we want to build a better future, we've got to get people going on some intentional, deliberate daydreaming. It doesn't mean goofing off. Read up on it. There's a couple of different kinds of daydreaming, and we need to do the right kind, but we do need to daydream. Item 18, plastic munching bugs turn waste bottles into cash. This is great, a bacteria-driven process that could make recycling plastic bottles more attractive because you just drop the plastic into this bacteria soup, and it does the hard work. Check it out. It's an exciting, exciting development. Item 17, future planes and cars may be made of bucky paper. We've talked a lot about bucky paper and the speculus. We've talked about bucky balls. You know, it's 10 times lighter, but potentially 500 times stronger than steel, and we're now actually producing the stuff. Materials technology is about to be changed dramatically, transformed in ways we can't even imagine, and nanotechnology is at the heart of that. Item 16, tiny brain-like computer created. This is really exciting. A very small computer created, just a few molecules, but it mimics how the brain works. And, you know, if we want to get to AI via brute force artificial intelligence, maybe a small computer that works like the human brain can show us how to do that. Item 15, new findings about the brain lead to treatment for eating disturbances. And this is very interesting because if we know what's causing those disturbances, we start to know how we can cure them. Item 14, Mobileye develops a third eye for your car. This is something I've been looking for a long time. Basically, a full tactical display. I want to look ahead at my dashboard. I want to see out the front windshield, but I also want video projection showing me what's happening on either side and what's happening behind. No blind spots. And that's what we're talking about with what Mobileye has developed. Item 13, mobile phone adoption in developing countries. This is big just because it shows how fast the world is being transformed and how completely technology is transforming our world. Item 12, the Large Hadron Collider actually worked. This was a big story we tracked all year. Yes, they've had some big startup problems with it, but no, it did not end the world, and yes, it does promise to teach us an awful lot about how the universe works. Item 11 was nanoprospecting, talking about using nanotechnology to squeeze more oil and gas out of the ground. Some very exciting developments along those lines. Item 10, maybe there's more uses for hydrogen than we realized. And we've already talked about fuel cells for aircraft. We've talked about fuel cells for phone batteries. Here's one that talks about the U.S. government using the hydrogen fuel cells basically as the backup for the Department of Defense for disaster recovery and continuous operations. Great idea. Item 9, one of the most intriguing stories of the year. Nerve surgery leaves woman with feeling an arm that isn't there. And here we talk about a young lady who had received a prosthetic arm after having her arm amputated. The prosthetic arm is hooked into the nerves of her chest so that she can control movement of it using her chest muscles. And through some process that no one can understand, she is now having physical sensation in the hand and the arm. She can feel temperature, she can feel pressure, and of course there's no nerve infrastructure that could possibly make that happen, and yet it is happening. Very exciting potential development. A lot of hope there for people who are in a similar position, who thought that they would never feel again. Maybe they will feel again. Item 8, a new way to control protein activity that could lead to cancer therapies. Proteins are important because they're one of really three small molecular structures that we have to work with when it comes to delivering these kinds of treatments. We have viruses, we have proteins, and we have white blood cells and the other pieces of the human immune system. So developments with proteins such as this are very exciting. They're tremendously important. And this talks about how they can be encoded to begin to degrade. So unlike a virus, which reproduces and reproduces and reproduces, the protein can come in, do its job, and then start to fade out. That's a very nice touch. Item 7, called this one, Does Everything But Bring You a Beer, great story. This is the story of the robotic lawnmower, and I want one as soon as they become available for the general public. Yes, there's going to be some safety issues, but you know there have always been safety issues around lawnmowers, so looking forward to that. Item 6, the power of a single brain cell. You know, it turns out that you don't need a whole network of brain cells to make a sensation happen. In this story, we talk about how it's discovered that a single neuron can actually contain a feeling, a sensation. Item 5, you know what? It's a myth that the adult brain stops growing new cells. And this talks about the research which has proven that adult brains continue to grow new cells. Item 4, need a new heart? Print one. Here we talk about technology that combines biotech with materials technology, the rapid replication technology that we've been talking about, providing the means to actually print out human organs, replacement organs. We're getting closer and closer to the day when a person who needs a heart transplant will actually be able to essentially grow their own heart or have that heart physically produced for them via one of these processes. Extremely exciting development. Item 3, stem cells without side effects, one of the top stories of the year. We have improved our ability, this was not developed in 2008, but it was improved in 2008, our ability to create pluripotent cells, stem cells, cells like embryonic stem cells from mature skin cells, mature human cells. So you can take your skin cells and you can turn those into stem cells. Well, that had already happened. The problem with that is to do it, we relied upon a virus which could potentially lead to cancer later on. The new virus, the new and improved technology with the new virus does not have those damaging side effects. So it's a major leap forward, and we expect to see much more work done in this area in 09 and beyond. Item 2, anything into oil? This is a story about using all manner of organic waste to produce oil. And item 1, closely related, startup says it can make ethanol for $1 a gallon and without corn. Both of these are great stories. We don't want to lose sight of how big a deal energy was earlier this year. It's interesting that, as Dave Barry said, you know, this was the year that gas got up to $4 a gallon, and those were the good times. So I think that it's important for us to keep in mind that energy will continue to be a major issue for us. And we're going to continue to look for ways around our energy problems. And these are two of the best because both of these involve using materials that were already going to go to waste, one of them to produce ethanol, another one to produce oil. And one of the stories that didn't make the cut for the top 50 because I had just run it in our most recent Better All the Time last week was talking about how algae can be used to produce either petroleum-like oil or ethanol and to produce tons and tons of fuel, barrels and barrels of fuel. So even though gas prices have gone down, and we're very happy that oil prices have gone down, we want to continue to look for this possibility, the possibility that organic waste, that materials that weren't going to be used anyway, that certainly weren't going to be used for food, can provide a major part of our energy needs. Well, there you have it. I went about 4 minutes over, but I tried as quickly as I could to dash through our 50 top good news stories of the year. As you can see, it was a great year, and we're looking forward to another great year in 2009. Look forward to being with you all at The Speculist in Better All the Time, and especially here on Fast Forward Radio. And we will be back on Sunday night with our regular program. Actually, we're going to run an extra 30 minutes. We'll have a 90-minute, full 90-minute show on Sunday. We look forward to being with you all then. Our guests will be our friends from Memebox, and we'll be talking a little bit more about major developments of 2008 and what we expect for 2009 and beyond. Until then, Happy New Year, everyone, and live to see it. Good night.